This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Noah Lim and Kusi Chuang in the studio this morning. We've got a poll running on Twitter right now. With the initiatives under the Panjana Economic Recovery Plan, would you be looking to buy a house or car? Surprise, surprise, 71% say no. That's out of 137 votes, with 18% saying not sure yet and a mere 11% saying yes. We're taking a look at the tax incentives from the plan right now. Over the weekend, we saw Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin unveil a short-term economic recovery plan called the Panjana, worth about 35 billion ringgit, involving 10 billion ringgit of direct fiscal injection. And this comes after the 250 billion ringgit pre-Hartin package and the additional 10 billion ringgit pre-Hartin SME economic stimulus package. So quite a lot of packages are coming out from the government.
Yes, I mean, it shows that the government is doing something that's good, obviously. But the government will need to seek Parliament's approval to raise the debt ceiling of 55% of GDP due to a larger budget deficit that will be incurred. The target is 5.8% of GDP in 2020, that budget deficit. So this, but it, to go to Parliament just requires a simple majority. So I suppose that might take place in July or sooner.
Yes, and I'm sure there are no other reasons people are taking a look at Parliament in the near future. Speaking of the plan, it boasts a variety of tax incentives, and we're going to dive into them right now. And to help us unpack this from a tax perspective is Jagdev Singh, tax leader at PwC Malaysia. Jagdev, are you there on the line with us?
Yes, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So the overall, as a medium-term package before Budget 2021, how are you satisfied with the Panjana package?
So I suppose we have done the right thing at this point in time. We had the pre-Hartin package previously and then some further enhancements to that to deal with some of the immediate needs, the job retention, the issues faced by the SMEs, as well as some of the sectors that were, you know, maybe more impacted than others by this whole pandemic. But now I think as we get into the recovery phase, the measures that are needed, yes, we still need to enhance some of the existing measures that are there, but we need to move on to, you know, maybe a whole range of new measures in order to sort of stimulate the economy again, attract FDIs, as well as encourage people to invest domestically as well.
Well, there are a few measures that have been announced. What do you think the government need to do more?
Okay, I think the measures that have been announced are fairly comprehensive. So you can see that there are measures that are announced to enhance the existing measures that are in place and particularly deal with, you know, the people-related issues. There are also measures that are announced to deal with, you know, the businesses, particularly the SMEs, etc., and also the maybe the more forward-looking measures. But, you know, the government can only give out so many measures, right? And I'm sure they would have been through a process of selecting what is probably going to bring about the maximum impact. But if you look at the measures on a maybe a broad basis, very comprehensive, I must say. But in terms of maybe investments, more could be done because the focus of a lot of the measures are on the manufacturing sector. But as you know, that our economy is also fairly dependent on the service sector, and that is a sector that we have always been trying to promote. So what are some of the things that we could do in the service sector? I think that that would be good to see as well. And on the domestic front, so if we're attracting foreign investors to relocate here particularly, some of these may give rise to competition to some of the existing players in Malaysia. And so how do we encourage the Malaysian companies to continue investing in Malaysia so that they can grow and become regional and global players as well? So maybe those are the areas which could be enhanced further.
Yeah, just in connection with what you just described, Jagdev, the government offering a very generous zero tax regime for foreign companies which build manufacturing facilities in the country. Yesterday, I saw a statement from Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yao saying that Bosch has decided to invest more money in the state as well. Do you think it's going to be enough to attract FDIs on a larger basis going forward?
So, I mean, tax is certainly a key consideration when you talk about attracting FDIs, but I think it's, a lot more than that. The focus of the measures that I announced are mainly to target the relocation of existing facilities that may be somewhere else in the region to move that to Malaysia. But I think besides the tax measures, we are an attractive location for investments, right? So, you know, in Asia Pac, we are ranked as, you know, the third most attractive place for investments to come in. And globally, we are ranked 12. So I think those, you know, those other factors will play a key role as well. But if you look at the incentive and the tax incentive alone, to me, I think it is very, very attractive. In fact, it is more attractive than what we have had previously. And even the thresholds for you to get a 0% for an extended period of either 10 years or 15 years is fairly low. So in the past, you know, we've been targeting investments that run into billions before you get, you know, a favorable pre-package incentive. But now the thresholds are much lower. And I suppose, you know, we are competing in a new norm, and a number of other countries have announced similar measures as well. So I think everyone is competing for the relocation of investments. And, you know, we are playing in the same market as well. And therefore, we need to be attractive from a tax perspective.
So this is quite an interesting move. At one point, it's generous, but we are also putting out a similar package than other countries. And this also might create an unlevel playing field, right? Foreigners are getting such a good deal, zero tax, whereas locals have to pay tax. So my question, I think, is this a sensible move?
No, I mean, I think, you know, attracting manufacturing itself to the country, to me, depends on really the sectors that you're trying to attract. For certain sectors, I think it is important for us to still attract manufacturing to the country because it does create an ecosystem that then not only sort of, you know, brings about new jobs, etc., but also allows the growth of Malaysian companies, including the SMEs, which will then be part of that overall ecosystem. So I think from that perspective, it is a good measure. But I think what you've said is true as well, because many Malaysian companies may be competing in these similar sectors as well. And therefore, with you know, the disadvantage or the perceived disadvantage they may have from a tax perspective, it may make them a little bit more difficult to compete. So you know, what I mentioned earlier, I think that's important. Because it, you know, whatever incentives that we announce should be maybe a little bit more broad-based, and it should also cover Malaysian companies that are going to continue investing. It doesn't need to cover all Malaysian companies, but those who are willing to put more money into the business, I think we should incentivize them as well.
Jagdev, from the rakyat perspective, what are some of the standard goodies that we should take note of from this?
Okay, so, I mean, when you typically look at a budget, sometimes you struggle to find, you know, measures that are, you know, directly impacting the rakyat. But I think if you look at, you know, what has been announced, in addition to, you know, the earlier Prihatin, etc., there are a lot of measures that are attractive, right? You spoke about at the start of the interview, you spoke about the survey that you're doing. I think Malaysians still love our cars, right? So the sales tax exemption and, you know, the reduction for the imported cars, I think should make cars slightly cheaper. It may not go back to the same level as the GST to SST transition because the stage of taxing is different, as well as the basis of valuation is different as well. So I think cars will come down, and that is something definitely the rakyat will be looking forward to. The 50 ringgit e-wallet credits. Okay, so that again is attractive. And I think the e-wallet providers have been encouraged to provide an additional 50 ringgit in terms of vouchers, cashbacks and discounts, etc. There's a lot of incentives for locals to now, you know, travel within Malaysia. So trying to encourage local tourism. So, you know, you always had this 6% service tax cost whenever you went to a hotel, etc. So now that is exempted for the next 12 months. And also, if you travel domestically, you get a 1,000 ringgit tax relief. That's also extended for another year. So I think those are fairly interesting measures, if you ask me.
Jagdev, thank you for your time this morning. That was Jagdev Singh, tax leader at PwC Malaysia. And after this, we're going into the breakfast grill where where Chuang speaks to Jalil Rashid of PNB. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.